This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And along once more is horticultural entomologist here at the university, Raymond Cloyd. Well, Raymond, the weather appears to be finally turning to the good. More spring-like conditions are checking in. And so there's likely an assortment of insects that are starting to ramp up their activity as well, right?
Absolutely, Eric. I think the first one we can talk about is European pine sawfly. Yep. By the way, these are not caterpillars. That's very important to understand that if you do see a caterpillar-like organism feeding your pines, it's not a caterpillar. So that means you can't use Dipel or this bacteria we refer to as Bacillus thuringiensis. These are sawflies. They're in the same group as bees and wasps and ants, Hymenoptera. As the weather warms up, we should start seeing the early instars emerging and starting to feed on the pine needles, yes.
And they inflict sometimes serious damage on the pine, do they not?
They can. It really takes a lot of them to set the pines back, depending on the age of the pine. But they definitely make the pines unesthetically pleasing. I mean, they give them a kind of a rough, the needles are brown and they die out. And so it is really important to deal with them. And one of the easiest ways to deal with them is take a force of water frame, just blast them off the tree, and any birds or anything else will eat them. I think that's probably one of the first things. If you want to use an insecticide, you probably want to contact your extension agent, horticulture extension agent, find out what they would recommend. But force of water sprays will quickly remove all of them. They tend to congregate, and then when you come up to them, they rear their back and the abdomen and their head, and that's their defensive posture. But pretty soon it should be time for them to be. You'll see them on your pines feeding away in these very large clusters on the tips of the branches.
They'll be very evident.
Yeah, they are green. They blend in with the needles. But you come up and you'll see these things kind of wiggling all over the place, and you know you're dealing with the European pine sawfly.
So do away with those. And most every pine would be susceptible to this.
Well, we see, in my experience, Eric, that's a good question. The short needle pines. You know, we see Mugo and some of the short needle pines. White pine, I have no experience with white pine, but sort of some of the shorter needle pines, and even on spruce, they'll actually feed on those too.
We want to bring people up to date on the lilac ash borer. We touched upon it briefly last time you were here, but it's now, again, accelerating in its activity, you say.
Yeah, it's another one of those insects that we would anticipate. The adults are a clearwing moth. After mating with the females, they will lay eggs. The females will lay eggs on the bark of a lilac or ash, and then those eggs hatch and the larva tunnel in. This is a caterpillar borer. So one of our recommendations, if you do have a history of your lilac or ash trees being attacked by a lilac or ash borer, is spray with a pyrethroid like permethrin on the bark, and that will repel them or kill the caterpillars when they hatch from the eggs from tunneling in, and that'll help save your tree. If we get any rain or anything, you may have to reapply, but this would be the time to do. From the base of the tree, about 6 feet up, you want to have this barrier, if you have trees those size, to put that barrier to protect your trees from the lilac ash borer.
So you don't have to drench the entire tree or lilac shrub, just about 6 feet up, you say?
Yeah, that's a good point, Eric. Most of the systemic insecticides don't work as well on caterpillar borers as they do beetle borers, because caterpillar borers move in the heartwood and sapwood, move back and forth, where beetle borers are around the cambium phloem area, and that enhances their exposure to the movement of the systemic insecticide. So really, we don't recommend systemics against the caterpillar borers. In this case, the pyrethroids as a barrier treatment should suffice if timed accordingly.
Well, Raymond, lastly, we'll pick up on something that was bound to be a subject sooner or later. You're getting questions, you say, as well, about whether it's time to put out an early preventative treatment against bagworms on those landscape conifers.
Yeah, Eric, we've gotten a number of inquiries. I know the hort agents have in some parts of the state. Should I spray for bagworms? And the answer is a definitive no. It's way too early. It's June, early June, and that's gonna be dependent on the weather. If we get cooler periods, it's going to set that back. But about May or June is when you should probably be on the lookout or start thinking of these spray applications to ward off any harm from bagworms. Yeah.
Well, Raymond, we'll have you back soon. Thanks for coming over once again.
Always look forward to it, Eric.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.